Hello, it's the hardcore legend Mick Foley, and you are listening to Loose Ropes Wrestling on 101.5 FM. Yeah!
Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history of professional wrestling for the heavyweight championship of the world. Wrestling fans, let's get ready to rumble!
Now listening to
Loose Ropes Wrestling!
I figure coming into the show after a joke we told off air is the best.
It's the best. Oh, it's so funny. You guys would love it.
It's the best way to start the show, I think.
Anyway, if anyone didn't like it, I'd give them a black eye.
I would consider this a bonus episode because generally the week of Pledgerama or before, we don't do a podcast episode.
We're flipping it, though.
We're flipping it. We are
flip the script.
You're getting an episode because it was such a big weekend in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be having our annual live episode on 101.5 UMFM at 11 p.m. this Sunday, our Pledgerama.
Which is actually the time you would be listening to this if this was going on air.
Air, yes, but it'll be a live, like, the cat's out of the proverbial bag. For the past 4 years, we've done four live episodes.
That's right.
So they always...
Oh, I remember the first.
That was a shit show. But... It's always the same. Like, we just play our favorite wrestling songs and yell over them.
Man, you know I'm playing. I've got three that I'm playing for sure.
Freebird Rhodes.
I forgot about that. That's yours, we should end on that. Spoiler.
No. So it's just basically us yelling over it and yelling what prices.
Baby tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Randy Orton's theme.
Randy Orton.
I like some Downstate. I think that's going to get played. Oh,
yeah, that's on you, man.
I want the all-in version.
All-in! I love that the Downstate's wrestling songs are the literal explanation of, you know, the event. I think Cody, they say, Cody! They probably don't, but I just assume that they do. Because that's where wrestling songs are at, where they, Round Trick Strong! I know they don't, but
you're stealing all the creative juices from Warner Chapel Music.
Scorched Ops.
Yeah, Scorched Ops.
But yeah,
House of Truth.
So our live episode is we never put it up for a podcast because there's just too much copyright with music playing, and we can't really do that on a podcast. I'm sure we could get away with it. Probably. I'm guessing we could. But in this case we're just not going to take that risk. So
tune in to hear us live insulting Mr. Boychuk.
No. Not at all.
No insulting. We got to pump the tires on Pledgerama, man.
Yeah. Pump the tires. Don't you want to keep the car going?
Yeah.
No, pump the tires, like give compliments and be like, hey, push it.
You know? Oh, like pump them up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pump the tires.
Not pumping the brakes.
Yeah.
No.
We got to pump the brakes on this
no.
fundraising business.
We are not pumping the brakes. We are pumping the tires.
We're already rolling. Yeah.
Rolling.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we could play
that. We could play that too.
Remember, we got to maintain our CanCon content. So already to everyone who's donated, thank you very much.
Yes, pledges have started coming in.
Oh, yeah, pre-pledges, that's right.
Pre-pledges.
Just pre.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of pre. It means you're working up to a big thing at the end, and that's a good sign. So
Something's going right.
You know you're doing something right when there's a good pre-pledge.
Going hard and strong.
Exactly. Anyway, prizes. Now, we talk about prizes. Huh? We you get the incentives. So go to if you go to umfm.com/donate.
That's right.
That's where you go to donate, first of all. We talked about it last week, but we'll talk about it again. We don't need to talk about the incentives.
No.
I just saw the hats. They're very nice.
Mm. Oh, yeah, there's no picture. That's right.
Yeah, they're the it's like a I want to say it's like a trucker hat, but it actually fits my head.
Wow.
Oh, yes. That's a sign of a good hat.
Holy
when it fits my
smokes.
Head. Because I'm
a snapback, right?
It is a snapback.
Snapback
on the second button.
It
was on the second button. So it fits. So it's a good, very nice hat.
Your ego's finally coming down. You're finally coming down to earth.
That's
only 30 some years?
Maybe 7 3/4.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. But all the incentives will be there on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But we always talk about, we like to add something. We like to add a little wrestling touch. So I think what we usually do is we just, whatever you donate, we just kind of put it in a proverbial hat and pick. And but if you donate more, the chances of your prize being, I don't want to say better or bigger, just kind of get your
but
choice.
Better or bigger?
But better or bigger, yeah. Yeah. But it. Anyway, what are some things that are included that I can think of? Oh, so I have... Don't ask how I got this.
How'd you get it, James?
I'm not going to tell you, but I have a...
It's okay. She already got checked.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I have an entire box full of WWF posters sealed. These have never been...
Seen the light of day.
Seen the light of day.
Holy mackerel.
And from The Undertaker to Sunny. I have Sunny posters.
Wow.
That'll go great in your workout
prison
room.
Prison cell.
Yeah.
She just got out of jail.
That's
true. I
didn't
hear that. Or in the case of Adam on a ceiling. Anyway, that's one prize. So
yeah.
Like
I sleep on my side, so I'd be looking at the wall.
Yeah, right. I've slept with you. You sleep on your back.
No, I sleep on my side. How else am I gonna get a good phantom stranger?
Well, maybe that's when you were is it called a handsome stranger? Or just the stranger?
No, phantom stranger.
Well, no, it's just called the stranger.
I thought it was phantom because you lie on it.
Oh, I've been talking about this.
Oh, dear.
And it goes numb.
No. Well, then it would just be a stranger.
I think that's just a stranger.
Because it doesn't feel like, okay, never mind.
I think of like the Rob Zombie. Phantom stranger.
Well, it comes with the theme music and everything. That's great.
There will be a vast assortment of wrestling DVDs, including a best of... Tyler Black and John Moxley DVD.
Wow.
Yeah. Sealed.
Nice.
Yeah. It's not like James goes through his wrestling DVD collection and donates it. Not this year.
Not anymore.
Like an Age of the Fallen thing?
No, it was just like a bunch of their non-ROH stuff. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a British Bulldog Workout DVD.
Whoa.
On DVD?
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet. So, yeah, someone will win that. Maybe my dad. And, sorry.
Dad, you need to work out.
Spoiler, my dad donated.
Wow.
So, Brian Korba didn't know what show I was on.
Come on.
No. It's my dad. Although I got a text from my dad the other day saying, actually, it was very funny because.
From your dad, okay.
That's your dad.
That's my dad. Anytime I go on a trip, which is usually a wrestling trip, unless it's with Jess.
Okay,
my dad would be, is it for that wrestling again?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so this is just randomly my dad's like, WWE Wrestling, James. Like, okay, yeah, it's coming here. Just saw it on TV. Thought you should know.
Aw.
Well, thank you. So my dad,
he's looking out for you.
Hey, I got co-workers sent me pre-sale passwords to it.
Oh, yeah. I will stick by my rule. I am never... ever paying
for
a
house
show.
That's right.
Unless it's local wrestling. That's different. So yeah, got some DVDs, got some, figures. So
figures.
Nice. Yeah. And then I have a matching Macho Man toque and scarf set just for the winter. I'll have pictures up before the end of next week. So that's, yeah. There you go.
Sure.
And, on top of that, on top of that, I mean, I am one. We'll give away some WPW tickets for Sure Beer Enthusiasm. December 6th at the Sherbrooke Inn, 685 Westminster. I mean, I assume everyone who listens to the show has already got their tickets. So, but we'll give some tickets away. I've got the power.
All right. Now, I have something, but you guys have to close your eyes because I want to reveal it to you.
Oh,
no.
All that talk about a phantom stranger.
No. Oh, dear.
Boychuk, shut him.
Okay.
Phantom stranger.
It's not that loud, but you can look.
What is that? Oh, a theme song. Toothbrush.
Just wait. And... I don't know if that translated the audio through the mic here,
yeah,
but
no.
I have a WWE theme song toothbrush.
A brand new one.
Brand new. Still,
yes.
Yeah, it's still in the box.
Yeah.
Definitely Dr. Isaac Yankum approved.
There you go.
And
you go.
It's the best because it's...
Brush Buddy.
You have two... Yeah, it's called the Brush Buddy, making brushing fun.
Yeah.
Two playable theme songs, either Daniel Bryan or Randy Orton.
I wonder what the work rate on that toothbrush is.
So...
It's funny because half of our fan... Never mind. I was going to make a joke at our fan base's expense, but that's probably a bad idea. Sweet.
So
thank you for donating, fan base.
So this is how much I care about our fan base.
That's a tooth.
Research shows.
Wow. Yeah. Good one,
Jeez. Yeah.
Wow.
Research shows a 73% increase in brushing time when using Brush Buddies.
Oh, because you're having so much fun with playing Randy Orton's... is Dolph Ziggler's theme on there?
I wish.
It's just the two.
Bring it on!
See my teeth better like what I do. Gonna brush. I will clean you.
No, wow. Well done. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Wow.
You should hear my freestyle battles.
So it has some features.
Yep.
Besides just the button. So one of the buttons has a sun and one of them has a moon. So
ooh,
representing...
day and night.
Day and night. That's correct.
Oh, if
so
it were day four night, then that would be better.
It has soft DuPont bristles.
Ooh.
And an ergonomic design to help clean plaque in hard-to-reach places.
Yeah.
Easily replaceable brush heads includes a tongue and cheek cleaner.
You know who needs that? Friend of the show, Booger, a.k.a. Sam Peterson. Sam Peterson.
You're saying he has bad breath?
No, it's just if he donates, he can get this wonderful toothbrush.
Oh,
all
right.
He just graduated from media college.
Yeah, it just sounds up his alley. Sounds up his alley. I don't know.
Student of the year. He just needs, that's something he needs to do.
Soft rubber.
Put up or shut up, Sam Peterson.
Soft rubber grip provides a firm hold and comfortable brushing experience.
Just what I look for in a brush buddy.
All right. And here's the most important part.
Yeah.
So the two buttons that are indicated on the front, they'd play two songs, as you heard. One for brushing in the morning, one for at night. One for at night. I guess you can really make your own choice.
Yeah.
Each song plays for the dentist recommended 2 minutes.
That's pretty
great.
This
thing plays 2 minutes of each song.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
Don't. You're going to waste the battery. Oh, on the soap. Oh, that'd be pretty fun. Couldn't you just play it on your phone while you're brushing?
I'm playing it from the... This is dentist recommended time.
Oh, well, there you go. Very, very excited. All that'll be announced on Sunday if you listen, and we'll post on our social media and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. pictures and the like.
Yep. That's awesome.
There it is, Brush Buddy.
So, Pledgerama, go to umfm.com/donate and donate. There's really nothing else to it.
Yeah.
Whether it's
the show Loose Ropes Wrestling,
yes.
If you didn't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, it'd be nice.
Corba.
Yeah. Brian Corbin knows now.
He knows now.
I gave him an extreme tongue lashing. Like, Dad, you could have had this Brush Buddy toothbrush.
He still can.
Why would I need that shit, James? I got a toothbrush.
Because
but this one plays 2 minutes, so you know when to stop.
Yeah.
The problem with millennials
That's
these
true.
Days is they're not brushing long enough.
Yeah.
This helps.
My dad is far from a millennial. My dad is not 25.
Actually, that would help out Emma, believe it or not.
There you go.
For the length of the time.
Why isn't she donating?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't have a credit card.
You don't need a credit card. I think you can do PayPal.
Yeah, you can.
She
can give you the money and just bring it in.
Yeah, take it out of the Tooth Fairy
Fund. You see her every day.
There's no Tooth Fairy Fund.
Well, because she's probably using this brush.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no Tooth Fairy Fund. It just...
Yeah, we understand how the Tooth Fairy works, Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, we'll also have Andrew's contributions as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What wrestling DVDs are
you
ready?
Yeah. I gotta scour what I don't have left.
I'm waiting for the Garden City Championship Loose Ropes DVD 1 to come out.
Oh, God. I don't know where that is.
Need to find that.
Jordy has it.
Is it Jordy?
I thought Marty Gold had footage or something like that.
No, Marty Gold does not have
footage.
He
had footage of something. Oh, no, the Terry Brown show.
You know what? I should sue him. That's what should.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. You're thinking of the...
Terry Brown.
Carrie Brown Memorial Show. Yes. That is apparently lost. Yeah. That's apparently lost, too.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Is the code on the bottom of that one, too?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm starting to think, like... It's funny just thinking of things that we had no right in asking for. Like, hey, Mike Davidson, can we get a tape copy of that wrestling event where we heckled, yelled, and probably root?
Oh, well, that was that AWE show, right?
Well, I'm thinking of the convention center.
The Great White Show?
Yes. Yes, the Great White Show.
Oh, yeah.
With Aaron Brockovich.
An amazing Kenny Omega versus Ultimo Dragon match.
Oh, that was fantastic.
We've seen some stuff.
Oh, that was at the Marlboro, wasn't it, too?
No, I don't think it was Kenny Omega. Ultimo
Dragon
was
there, surprise.
Too. Yeah, that was the Lawler
surprise.
Oh,
Lawler and Billy Gunn, right.
Yeah, and
Mike Jones.
Black Pearl and Mike Jones, yeah.
Yeah.
Virgil.
Who? Mike? Yeah. Jones.
Yeah.
Jones.
Yeah, and Black Pearl. Jones. Man, someone should bring in Black Pearl.
Oh, man. The Count of California? Does he still wrestle?
Sure
does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Man. What is the name of that company? In California, obviously.
Arm Dragula?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. But, umfm.com/donate.
Yep.
And all sorts of incentives. You get entered for concert tickets, Folkfest tickets, awesome swag this year from them. Plus, we throw our wrestling twist on there. Mm-hmm. To everyone who's donated, you will be getting our formal thank you in the upcoming weeks. But, mm-hmm. Everyone's got to donate, so I assume the list to last a whole entire episode. So there you go.
Wow.
That's how confident I am about Winnipeg and all our friends' hearts, how big their hearts are and their wallets. So there you go. And it's been our home for 4 years.
Yeah, because they can have a big heart, but their wallet's got to be just as big.
Whatever they can donate. Hey. So whatever slips through the cracks, you know? So there you go. Well, let's take a break, I think. And let's get into who wants... Now, we can either talk about King of Pro Wrestling, the New Japan show.
Sure.
Or we can talk about the Super Show at Australia, which I did not watch. I will be honest about that.
I've only watched 2 hours of it.
Okay, we won't even have to talk about that then. So, King of Pro Wrestling, we'll talk about it all.
Yeah.
Because we can do that. And, you know... There's some local news we should probably cover, I would think.
Sure.
Sure. Okay, well, let's take a break. What do you think, Adam? Should we take a break? Taking a break. Adam needs to finish off his London fog.
Mm-hmm. And my nice, toasty, warm cinnamon bud, which was cut in half lengthwise.
That's why it took so long.
I know.
You're listening to Loose Ropes Wrestling on 101.5 UMFM. Go to umfm.com/donate and... Well, don't
it? It was only a small London fog.
Yeah. That sounds like some sort of act. Anyway.
I gave her the small London fog.
No, I got a phantom stranger right after I went through a London fog. Anyway.
It tastes like Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It does. Have you not had a London fog before?
No.
They're delicious. Anyway. Tastes like Fruit Loops. Lemongrass.
Well, we'll all take a sip of yours, and we'll be back. Okay.
Lemonion.
Listen up, wrestling fans. If knee or back pain has you down for the count, then kick out by giving the expert staff at Health Alert Hotline a call now. And through Medicare, you may be eligible for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, just like the one that I'm wearing now. So whether in or outside of the ring, don't spend your life suffering in agony. Fight back with a pain-saving knee or back brace. Call 1-800-471-2270 now.
Man, he's got it.
Watching too many commercials. Gillette commercials.
Yeah. I'm your Venus. I'm your fire. Your desire.
Your desire.
Speaking of desire.
Where are you going with this one?
Most of us watch nowhere. I'm just going into it.
Desire of pro wrestling?
So there's a lot of wrestling this weekend. There's
as
King
per
of
usual.
Pro Wrestling.
You know, this is only the seventh one.
Yeah,
it's very new.
Yeah, and same with Power Struggle, which is coming up. Great show, as usual. There's a lot of... I haven't seen it. I think our wrestling Twitter, where all of this stuff happens, mm-hmm. we're very fortunate not to follow or see people complaining, like fans. I don't think we follow a lot of wrestling fans, per se. We just follow wrestlers. And then, so you hear from them, right?
They're the biggest fans of all.
Exactly. They're the ultimate fan. So I don't hear or see a lot of this hate, nor am I going to spend my time searching it up because I don't understand the hate. But apparently there's a lot of complaining about the direction of New Japan as of late, like in terms of Kenny Omega, the Bullet Club. I don't get it. I find it...
Is it because it's not... In the traditional Japanese
presentation? I don't actually know, and I just find it all very entertaining.
The wrestling or the complaining?
The wrestling. Like, even this because we can argue, like, in the past 3 years, story in New Japan has become more of a focal point than it has in years past. I mean, there's always story, but it wasn't as with the Bullet Club. And, like, for example, take Kenny and Ibushi, like that. Like, that's such an intricate kind of subtle story that's, you know, been building for years. Okada.
Just, I was going to say, Okada's reign.
Okada's reign, exactly. And then with Ghetto leaving Okada and all the stuff. But,
right.
A lot of the Bullet Club OG defeated, well, we don't need to go all through it, but Jushin Thunder Liger, I thought that guy was retiring. And Tiger Mask lost to Suzuki-Gun, El Desperado, and Yoshinobu Kanemaru. And for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tags Team Championship, which the tournament is coming up.
Right.
All I know is that Chris Sabin will be partnering with Kushida, kind of going full circle with that Alex Shelley
thing. Oh, the Time Splitters.
Time Splitters.
Yeah.
They did announce, what's his name, from Ishimori.
Okay.
From Bullet Club OGs,
yeah.
We'll be teaming with Robbie Eagles out of Australia. He's
Ooh.
Wrestling some PWG and stuff.
Okay.
Some other things that happened in the Chaos versus Suzuki Goon match. Will Ospreay got the pin on Taichi, who is the Never Openweight Champion, and challenged him. So at Power Struggle, Will Ospreay will be fighting. For his second heavyweight title, he fought Okada at one point.
Right.
So, but he'll be fighting Taichi, so that should be interesting. There's also been talk of Ibushi and Will Ospreay. So going forward, Ospreay will win the Never Openweight title and fight Ibushi at Wrestle Kingdom, which would be bonkers.
Wow.
Which would be insane.
Okay.
Because they've kind of challenged each other, right? So... the big announcement, Los Ingobernables de Japón.
I laugh because I can't pronounce it either.
Los Ingobernables
de Japón announced their new member.
Yeah.
Fans familiar with Dragon Gate, Shingo Takagi, who has also done some PWG and ROH, is the new member. So the Dragon.
Is that who you predicted last week or the week before?
No,
you were talking about it.
I did not predict him at all.
We were talking about who it could be.
Yeah, I thought it might have been Juice Robinson or something, but I thought it was going to be that big guy, the young lion.
Yeah, he had his best of seven series.
Yeah,
there.
I thought it might have been him.
Yeah,
but it was not. So Shingo kind of getting a veteran who was in Dragon Gate all these years. He like won every belt that was there, and it should be. And he's not
he said he's not a replacement. He's an actual member.
But if, he's another junior heavyweight
yeah.
to tag with Takahashi, I'm hearing. So yeah.
When Takahashi comes back, yes.
So we'll see. Interesting events happened at the show.
Yep.
Right before the Evil versus Zack Sabre Jr. match,
yeah.
Evil was attacked by one of his evil druids, who turned out to be none other than Chris Jericho, who seems to... You would think
that face paint.
Yeah, he had a mask, and then he had that like
the
line.
That,
like the
evil
crow,
clown,
evil clown,
clown. Yeah.
crow, yeah.
Clown,
that's a good one.
Crow meets clown. Yeah,
yeah. And he was dressed as like this druid thing.
Yeah,
but you would think at this point that he did it to Rey Mysterio in WWE.
Did it to Naito.
He did it to Kenny Omega.
Yeah,
you would think he would. They would, you know, pre-screen their fans. You know. But,
I'm surprised he didn't dress up with like a skipper with like a captain's hat on.
But
just
that,
to promote his cruise.
That
well, that's coming up actually end of the month, right?
This is going back to Wrestle Kingdom where Dominion.
Yeah.
Where where Evil kinda stuck his nose in Chris Jericho's business by coming to the aid of Naito.
Right.
And so with Chris Jericho attacking Evil at Power Struggle, which is coming up November 3rd, he's putting the IWGP Intercontinental title up for grabs against Evil. So, you know what?
Come to think of it, I don't think Japan would be his target audience for that cruise.
No, but this would be after the cruise.
Well, that'll be just right after the cruise.
Mm-hmm. No, for him, I'm just saying for him to have shown up at King of Sports.
No, and I think. He likes doing whatever he wants. He likes being in this kind of cool. I call him the cool dad of wrestling. Like,
yeah. Oh, something's hot. Something's hot. I gotta get a piece
part of
that.
It. But he's so good at it. Yeah. Like, you know, I liked it. So, very interesting.
He's the Madonna of wrestling.
Yeah, he's just constantly evolving, and although she hasn't really done anything in a while. That I'm aware of.
No, I can't remember anything.
Kushida is the new IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, for the vacant title.
Marty Scurll. Wonderful match.
My money was on Marty.
Yeah. Takahashi, though, that belt's his when he gets back. It's coming home. Next up, Tanahashi defending his...
His contract.
His contract against Jay White. Great match.
Oh, and they got history, too.
They got history because Jay White was the only one to defeat Tanahashi at this previous G1.
Correct.
Yeah, and also, too, when he debuted the Switchblade gimmick.
It was against Tanahashi at Wrestle Kingdom.
Right.
So Jay White has evolved into this piece of crap. there are a lot of interesting developments at the end of this one. So Tanahashi... Ghetto got involved. Tanahashi overcame the tomfoolery, got the pin.
Mm-hmm.
But what was interesting is that Bullet Club OGs came out. So Tonga.
The Tongans.
Not the elite, but they came out. And but before that, like they're Ghetto and stuff. They're beating up Tanahashi. And Okada came out.
Whoa.
And Ghetto turning on Okada. He hit him, and then Bullet Club OG came in. They hold Ghetto and his brother, I forget his brother's name. It's like Ghetto and Keto, whatever.
Jado,
there you go. And he was holding him, and they're like, pick. And then so Okada came off the rope to hit Ghetto and then gotten the gun stun from Tonga.
Ooh.
And then Jay White joined Bullet Club OGs, which is crazy. Can we say it's probably going to be Jay White against Okada at Wrestle Kingdom? That's safe to say?
Sure.
Or maybe they'll hold off on that. I don't know. But Tanahashi...
You can't go, the two of them
to compete at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't go wrong with that, though.
So Tanahashi will be in the main event. We know that at Wrestle Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
January 4th, which falls on a Friday this year.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Interesting.
Technically next
year. Which I've gotten Omar will be showing the... Wrestle Kingdom at the Handsome Daughter.
Oh,
I'm announcing it now. I don't know if he wants me to, but Yeah, January 4th. And he booked another event, a fundraiser. I forget the cause, but he has the venue for the whole evening. So when he says, like, we won't be interrupted this time.
Ah. Hey, James.
Yeah.
Funny story.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a pledge to Pledgerama,
yeah,
you automatically get a Friends with Benefits card.
Yeah.
Which is also good for the Handsome Daughter.
Yes. And Handsome Daughter has some good things coming up, including Magic Chicken, I believe.
You got it.
Magic Bird, pardon me. Fried Chicken. I'm very excited for that.
Mm.
Okay, but...
I believe it's magic.
Yeah. Anyway, Tanahashi, we know that. And then the main event...
Longest match of the night.
Yes. Kenny Omega, Cody Rhodes... Cody. Yep. And Kota Ibushi...
Three-way.
It's been a while since there's been a three-way for the IWGP.
It's been a while.
Exactly.
I was going to say that. Usually it's always like they focus on the one-on-ones.
Yeah, exactly. And all over the place. Kenny went through a table. He powerbombed Cody through a table. It was all over the place. The story of like Kenny not wanting to attack Kota and all that stuff. It was all the drama that has gone on for a year was kind of told in this three-way. And at the end of the day, Kenny Omega, by pinning Ibushi, has retained the title. Tanahashi came out. That title's mine. They had the press conference the next day. It's all set up. It's going to be Hiroshi Tanahashi, the ace, going against Kenny Omega, the best wrestler in the world. I just picked up a hard copy of the PWI.
Oh, you did get a hard copy of it.
I do own one now. And going down at Wrestle Kingdom. Power Struggle coming up on November.
Yeah. Well, one thing I just want to touch base on quick, that Cody beat Juice Robinson for U.S. title.
Yeah. Well, we didn't even.
Oh, we didn't get to talk about that last. Yeah.
That was Fighting Spirit, right?
Yeah. He was running.
I think
we touched on the amount of titles now he has.
He's the belt collector.
Yeah. He's three belts actually because he's
ROH
six man.
Oh right. So, NWA.
He's Cody three belts.
Yeah, Cody three belts.
Three belts.
Yep.
And you add that to, I don't think he's going anywhere. It's
no,
been
no, no, not at all.
I don't think any of them are going anywhere.
It's you know what? It's clickbait. That's I chalk it up as clickbait for articles.
For sure. And but
will Cody leave New Japan?
Yeah.
Look at 10 pictures to find out.
Yeah.
We spoke to him.
Will he click won't he?
10 wrestlers that are WWE and 10 that shouldn't be. Click now.
Yeah.
So Cody Rhodes had that belt too. Who knows what's going to happen? Like Wrestle Kingdom's kind of the I love that it falls on a Friday this year.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Okay, but
anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but still.
It's Friday night.
Friday night.
I'm off, but
it's Friday night.
He's not off, but now he is. Like we could have the Handsome Daughter and then maybe talk about it at the Handsome Daughter or go on over to the Boar Bank Studios.
Yeah.
Talk
about the Isle of Boar Bank Studios.
Boar Bank Studios.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fair enough.
I got a fire pit in the back. Yeah. Have a nice fire.
Mm. Yeah. Got a little shoveling ahead of you.
Yeah. I'll be on top of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So. Power Struggle, November 3rd. Lots of wrestling.
Yeah.
Osaka. This has been announced. Chris Jericho versus Evil for the IWGP Intercontinental Championship.
I think Evil's going to take it.
You think so?
Yep.
We'll see.
I think so. Chris Jericho has been carrying around that title for too long and not defending it enough.
And apparently the 30-day...
Oh, it doesn't exist. That's because he's been too busy shitting with the title. I'm going to eat with it, breathe with it, shit with it.
It's bad news with a white belt.
Yeah.
So Chris Jericho versus Evil. You got Beretta. Trent. Beretta.
Good old Beretta.
And Okada.
Heavyweight now.
Versus Jay White and Bad Luck Fale, building up to Wrestle Kingdom. They haven't formally announced that for Wrestle Kingdom yet, but it's going to happen.
It's got to be.
The Golden Lovers against David Finlay and Tanahashi. Tanahashi will get the pin in that. I'm just calling it.
Yep.
And then you got very interesting in this. Taichi versus Will Ospreay for
the Never Open Weight
Championship because I think Will Ospreay wins that.
Yeah.
And sets up a match with Ibushi. That makes so much sense. And I just want to see that match, personally. And then we have Zack Sabre Jr. versus Tetsuya Naito. Ooh. And then the final for the Super Junior Tag Tournament, which we haven't really, you know.
Touch base on.
No, I
want to take a quick step back, James and Andrew. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on the actual never open weight belt? Like not the way it looks, but
the idea of it?
Yeah.
I kind of like it because there's no weight class that can hold it, right? So you could get a guy like Will Ospreay, who is a cruiserweight or light heavyweight or whatever, mm-hmm. that's kind of on the precipice of... You can basically have any style of match because Shibata was the never open weight champion. Ishii has been, I'm pretty
Suzuki.
Sure. Suzuki. Goto, obviously.
It wasn't until actually recent that I realized that the never was actually an acronym.
Mm. I assume everything in Japan when it comes to wrestling is an acronym. I don't
Why
know.
Why is that?
Just because, like, IWGP, the GHC belt.
Yeah.
Too. There's always an acronym.
Yeah, I guess.
I assume then, I don't know what the never acronym means.
It's
probably just click on it.
No, New Blood.
Yeah.
Evolution, Valiantly, Eternal, and Radical.
Oh, okay. There you go. So like the fighting spirit, if
yeah.
you will. Pretty much.
If you will. Super show. I did not. Did you? You so. Okay. Let's talk about the fallout from it because. What was it called? Supercard?
Super Showdown.
Super Showdown Under.
Yeah. Okay, so the fallout from this.
Cool.
Also, John Cena is starting to look like JBL.
Yeah, the internet will not stop on that.
I know. It's kind of funny.
I thought that was the first. You know what? Actually, when I saw that, I thought it was just a Photoshopped meme.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was legit for like 2 days.
Yeah. The one of Cena and looks like Frankie Muniz too. I've seen that
I have not seen that one.
Yeah. But just looking at the card here, like nothing.
I got through five matches. I got through halfway.
Cena in the middle.
So we all know the Bella Twins turned on Ronda Rousey.
Yep.
Oh, she's great. I want to see this Buddy Murphy defeating Cedric Alexander.
Oh, not even 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know he did a Michinoku driver off the top rope. Cedric Alexander did.
Jesus.
The Shield. How did they beat Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, and Drew McIntyre?
Probably pinned Dolph.
Oh, the eater of pins.
Yeah.
There's the eater of worlds.
Yeah.
And then the eater of pins. Daniel Bryan defeated The Miz.
Well, everything's opposite over there, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Zing.
So Triple H beat The Undertaker?
Oh.
Wow. So anyway.
Yeah, no disqualification, Matt. In 27 minutes. Oh, man.
Wow. But what has come from this.
With Kane.
They're
Kane
in the corners.
In his corner.
At Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with.
Chase Owens. That's right.
In
WWE
Saudi Arabia. Yep. Some matches have been. Well, let's just go to that.
Yep.
I know for a fact that DX has reformed.
Yeah, it's a
How
tag
much
match.
Are they
paying them?
Are they paying them?
Yeah.
To come out for Michaels to come out of retirement. Well, the rumor, and we talked about it last week, and we've talked about it the week before, is that they want to pay The Rock to
To be their champ.
Yeah, I heard about that. So far, three matches. When is this?
It's coming up soon.
November 2nd, so it's the day before Power Struggle.
Holy crap.
Jesus. Good thing I got rid of the WWE Network. Holy crap. Roman Reigns, and then Evolution is coming up too, right?
Yeah, there's Evolution. Plus, there's SmackDown 1000.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Raw 1000 was just a couple years ago.
Yep. Yeah.
But no, SmackDown 1000. I think they got Rey Mysterio confirmed.
Yeah, against AJ Styles.
Yeah. Wow.
Wait, how is that possible? Those numbers don't add up.
It's not well.
SmackDown didn't start for years after Raw.
Not that long, but Raw 1000 was. I was still a McMillan.
Right. You were at Millen Manor, but...
That's almost 10 years ago, man.
No.
Yeah.
It's no, because it was post... No, because it was post 2012, because I'm in the Raw 1000 episode.
Okay. Yeah, but it's still, like, SmackDown started in 98. That's 5 years later.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
SmackDown's been around that long, eh?
Yeah.
UPN, baby.
Why do I feel that it's, like, 99?
Yeah, well, that's 1 year difference, so it's 6 years. So it 1,000 is very likely once a week, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I guess Raw did start, yeah. Yeah. I always get confused with Raw starting with, like, the first Mania back in, like, what, 88 or 87?
Nope.
Yeah, because it's been a superstar.
You know when Raw started? On my birthday, January 11th, 1993.
Okay. You'll never forget that. That's pretty awesome.
Unofficially, the Raw 1,000 was aired July 23rd. Of 2012.
There you go. See, I told you. It was after Mania.
The Raw 1000. Okay.
Yeah, that's I remember
Raw,
watching
that's the
that
Raw 1000.
At McMillan Manor.
Yeah. There you go. So that's 6 years ago. There you go.
Yeah.
99. Perfect. Anyway, so Raw 1000 coming up. Already been announced for the crown jewel is Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman for the WWE Universal title. AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan. For the champion, wow, that could be good.
Yeah,
won't be because it could
DX
be.
DX versus the Bod Brothers of Destruction. And
do you think they're gonna have the band play them in?
I hope. I think half the members are, and Jim Johnson's not around anymore. So
and they're
no.
in jail. Is that what you're gonna say?
No, and one of the guys is dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
coke overdose.
I don't know.
I feel like coke overdose.
I do not know. And then also they announced
some sort of is this World Cup?
Is it a tournament? Apparently. Oh. Anyway, what's great about this is that Roy Flash Gordon was on Raw.
Oh yeah,
as
he
one
was
of the Chilean.
He was in the Battle Royal.
Yes, kind of cool, kind of neat. So big ups to him.
Yeah, but I love the Conquistador.
Yes, Kurt Angle disguised himself as the Conquistador.
Yeah, that was money.
And. Jeff Hardy. Oh, Jeff Hardy is in?
Yeah, Jeff Hardy's in. He beat Samoa Joe, who is still selling the knee injury from Super Showdown.
Nice.
So
and Randy Orton.
Yeah, and Randy Orton beat the Big Show. Who cares?
Boy.
That's easy pickings.
Wow.
Well, it's true. I'm surprised Big Show didn't cry after that.
Yeah.
I think I'm ready for the Big Show to retire.
I think he's close.
Yeah, he's even though he keeps
and I don't mean that by any means is in a negative way.
No, I just think he's close to done.
His knees got to be shot.
Oh God, everything. His back, his knees, knee back, whatever.
His knee and
back knee.
His knee and his back.
Well, neck back.
Yeah.
WWE just pumping out the stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take an interest until November when the NXT stuff starts. For TakeOver.
And Survivor Series?
Oh, God. There hasn't been a good one in a long time.
Nope.
That I can remember. So, but yeah. Let's take our final break.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about all things going on local. PCW has a big show announcement.
Yeah.
Speaking of November 3rd.
November 3rd?
No,
correct?
Wait.
No. I know that, but you mentioned the New Japan November 3rd.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
There's also PCW November 3rd.
Is it November 3rd?
A November 3rd? Yeah.
There's a November 3rd show. But
I
there's
think
something,
I would know, James.
There's something before that, though.
Yeah.
There is.
We'll talk about that after the break.
We'll talk about that after the break. You're listening to home of umfm.com/donate, UMFM, and we're Loose Ropes Wrestling, and we'll take a break, and we'll be back. Yeah.
Ref.
Okay, we are back. You're hard but firm.
I'm hard but firm.
Like the perfect mattress.
Like the perfect mattress, yeah.
Yes. Anyway, just recently announced PCW will have a show.
Friday night,
next Friday.
This is the one.
The one.
Billy Gunn.
No, it is not
Billy Gunn.
Stay tuned. I have it on good sources that it's a huge announcement. And it should be. We don't have it yet.
Yeah. It may or may not be amazing.
Yeah.
All we know is that there's $20 tickets in advance.
So it's got to be big.
$25 at the door.
It's got to be
big. Who knows if there's any going to be left at the door.
It's Greek to me. Yeah. But you know, the alphabet might be there.
Yeah. Okay, I see what you did there. And the thing that is I'm just gonna say this, that
sure.
Charging $20 for a wrestling ticket at the door means something big's going down.
Yeah.
That's it. So
it's going down.
We don't know. I tried to pry information out of Andrew Shawcross himself.
Yeah.
And
nothing. He's
nothing.
Being pretty tight-lipped. Yep.
But
I
was acting general manager last show.
Yeah.
And I stopped that atrocity that Leo London. So I have no idea what the consequences. I basically, when asked to be general manager, I just do what I want.
Yeah,
and then
Maxwell's, who knows where that guy is?
I don't know. He's neither here nor there.
He's a bum.
Yeah, he's either going to be at the show or he's not. But next Friday, October 19th.
Yeah, a rare Friday.
We will announce on our Facebook when tickets go on sale for that.
Or anything about it else.
Yeah.
We'll let you know.
Yeah. You'll have to clean out your wallet for that one. No? No, that's not a good one. The cleaner your wallet is, there you go.
All right.
Point to the brain, James. Yep. That's smart. Yeah.
Well, hopefully they post more updates on their bulletin board.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that be, and like just a nice elite bulletin board.
Right.
Yeah.
There right. You
go. Yeah. There we go. Anyway, October 19th, followed by November 3rd. At doubles.
My favorite PCW.
Hellbound and the costume contest, which is always nice.
My favorite PCW.
I think Adam hasn't won for a while.
No, not yet. Think I'm what, a two-time champion? Or am I three-time? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Two-time for sure.
So you got PCW coming down the pipe with that. So
Undertaker
that's
almost
good.
Beat me 1 year. Remember that?
Yes. CWE Wrestling is kind of just preparing for their strutting, cutting tour with
John Cutler's back?
Nope.
No way. Bruce the Barber Beefcake.
Brother Brodie.
Brother Brodie.
Yeah.
All of 31 dates, I think.
Wow.
It's 32. I think it's 32. It ends up being 32.
And that starts on the 27th.
Nope. Keep going.
Oh, no.
21st of October.
21st of October.
Yeah. Portage la Prairie.
And all over Canada, pretty much, except the Yukon. I bet they're going to figure out a way to go up there.
Somehow.
And then the one in Winnipeg is November 16th at Essence.
Yeah,
You can get your tickets now.
Yeah, featuring the 50-man rumble at that one, too.
And Matt Taven.
That's cutting it close.
And the rest of the kingdom. Don't forget the Kingdom. And Rhett Titus.
There you go.
Ooh, do you think the Romantic Touch will be there as well?
You never know.
You never know.
50-man rumble.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Whoa, easy and, there, Yanni.
Yeah, sorry. It's been a long week. Long week. I don't know if you've been over to the... it's been a week, actually, since we announced the WPW.
It's been 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks since we announced it, but it was. It's been 1 week since we went online, so to speak.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
And been busy with that.
I'm sure to you it's all a blur.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ticket sales are going strong.
Yeah.
They are.
Where remind everyone where they can go to get them.
There's so many ways.
How many ways, James?
I'm an old-fashioned person. No.
Old-fashioned.
No.
You're writing a check?
You can literally contact.
Do you deposit it straight at the bank?
Telegram?
Right at the bank. Like go to a teller?
I'm like Andrew. You can pay me in check for everything.
Sure. You know, you're going to get a stagecoat with Wells Fargo?
Yeah.
James on horseback to your door.
I will. I have tickets. You can buy tickets off me. $20. 25 at the door. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can go to wpwpro.ca.
Okay.
You can order tickets through there. Okay. We just had some. It's all there.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to firstrow.ca to buy tickets, or you can email us at winnipegprowrestling@gmail.com.
Gmail?
At the Gmail, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can order tickets via e-transfer, too. Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
That's lots of options.
Lots of options. And that goes down, we've talked about it, but December 6th at the Sherbrooke Inn, 685 Westminster.
And what's the name of the show, James?
Sherb Your Enthusiasm. We know how much you guys like puns here, so this is pretty much the... If you've gone to our Instagram page, Winnipeg Pro on Instagram, you go on Twitter, WPW Pro on Twitter, and you've seen some of the things we've been doing. So, been playing on... we just announced Tyler Colton just cutting promos left and right. And I'm so excited for all the stuff coming down the social media tube, so to speak. And we just got our posters today.
Whoa.
Pretty psyched about that.
You're going to see that around the city.
There we go. It's pretty, 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 pretty good. I'm very excited. December 6th. Get your tickets, wpwpro.ca, firstrow.ca. Firstrow.ca, Canada's best sports and wrestling memorabilia website in all of North America.
Yeah. Did they add the muffler section?
They have not added the muffler section.
Okay.
Curtis from First Row, again, he's the king of Broadway walks.
Yeah, grand poobah of Broadway walks.
Broadway walks. Yeah. So we're very excited. You're like, WPW, what's that? Winnipeg Pro Wrestling. A bunch of us start our own wrestling company, and we're putting on our show. And the names we've announced, PCO, friend of the show.
Wow.
We've had him on we've had him on for like two parts.
Yeah.
And just blown it up. Just doing...
Blowing it up.
PCO style.
Exactly. He's just been...
Putting out those viral videos every week.
Every
so
Monday.
So good.
And All Ego Ethan Page.
Oh,
big
I'm,
news.
I'm,
so
I'm
like,
excited for him, man.
Right after we announced it, he's in DDT in Japan right now.
Yeah, he was right.
But very soon after we announced he was on the show, he signed to Impact.
Oh, he's back. Yeah, he's with Matt Sydal.
Matt Sydal looking through that third eye.
Yeah.
So... Big fans of looking out the third eye here in Winnipeg. I know that.
Yeah, I think they're slating for a tag match at Bound for Glory.
Yes, exactly.
With, against Rich Swann and a mystery partner.
Yeah, exactly. So we got those two. We got Tyler Colden. We have AJ Sanchez. Kevy Chevy's on the show.
Oh, that's going to be good.
I know. The Londons. Sweet. Big. Big sweet Bobby Schenk is on the show. So
yeah, I want to say something about Kevy Chevy.
Okay, go on.
Let's do it.
Yes.
For over a decade.
Yes.
We have watched that guy wrestle.
Yes.
And I remember the debut was with him and Epic.
Yes, Def and Epic, yes.
Yeah, as the...
Don Douglas?
Yes, Don Douglas. Yes, as the Fabulous Creebirds.
Yeah.
And I will say... A feather in his cap from my hand.
Yeah.
Is that he has been consistent ever since.
He is in his
matches.
Very consistent. Can do things that, and that goes for Sanchez as well.
Both of them.
For men their size, the stuff they can do is pretty astounding.
And the stuff they're willing to do.
Exactly. And that's why at December 6th at the Sherbrooke Inn, it's going to be an intimate crowd. It's going to be standing room only. There's some seats. There are some seats, but we want to create that like experience that you're like you're going to a concert or a show, but the wrestling is the music, is the art, right? And that's we experienced that when we went
to LA.
The wrestling trips we've taken, we experienced it. I'm like, why can't we do this here? And we're doing it. And you know, we've talked about it for years amongst a bunch of us, and it's going to happen. And December 6th, it's Sherb Your Enthusiasm. It's like if you go look at the promo by Tyler Colton on our social media, like it's going to be hard hitting. It's going to be fast. I'm very, very excited. And stay tuned. We got on this promotional roller coaster early because I want the ride to last as long as it could.
Longer than Space Mountain?
No. It's the line that's long for Space Mountain.
Oh, right.
Yes, so there you go.
Apparently now you have to take a pill before you go on Space Mountain.
That's what I've heard, a blue chew.
They come in chewable now.
Yeah, they do because... let's close this out. So WPW December 6th, Sherbrooke Inn, 685 Westminster. Tickets, wpwpro.ca, firstrow.ca, e-transfer at winnipegprowrestling@gmail.com. or me. Find out if you go onto our Loose Ropes if you need to get tickets. So
yeah,
I'm more than willing to meet you up, talk wrestling, and sell you our wares. I'm like the, I'll do it like the guy from Resident Evil 4.
I was just going to say, what are you selling?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you buying?
What are you buying? You ever shot one of those guys?
I didn't know you could.
You can.
What happened?
They just don't show up anymore.
Oh.
For the rest of the game?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a good idea.
Because you would go back to the same area and they'd be there.
Right.
If you shoot them enough, they just don't.
That would make sense.
Interesting. Anyway, we got a couple minutes left. Yeah, so you ask about Blue Chew. It's because the patent for Viagra is gone. It lapsed.
It expired.
It expired. Oh. So now companies can just release their own version.
Right.
So just because that main
Cialis has been around forever.
Yeah, Cialis, but like just that main chemical, the boner powder or whatever it is.
Oh.
You can get
what?
That.
You can get that at the Central.
Yeah.
There's like it's like, you know, you put in like a loonie or a toonie.
Yeah.
And then it's like
how
a,
do you know
like,
the exact prices?
Well, it's like you ever seen?
He does his research.
He's got an ED.
No, I do not.
You're the Guy Lafleur of our show.
Oh, no, I'm not. No.
Yeah, but
no,
they
lifted. He's an educated man. He's got a PhD in.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I was talking to Al Snow.
Yeah.
And
the bartender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, no, it's in the washroom. It's like, you have like the dispensary for the condoms and whatever.
Candy,
all of a sudden it was like.
I thought those were balloons.
All of a sudden it was like this, you know, it looked like a gumball machine, but it was like for, you know.
Yeah, exactly. No, and so, yeah, the patent. So, Blue Chew, if you listen to any Conrad Thompson podcast with Eric Bischoff or Bruce Pritchard, they always talk about Blue Chew. So, it's an actual thing.
Wow.
So, yeah, there you go. But, yeah, December 6th, we won't have Blue Chew at the show, but.
Maybe for the next show.
Yeah. Sherby Enthusiasm, I'm very excited. I mean, anything really Larry David.
Can't
themed.
Go wrong.
Maybe we should get Larry David at the show.
Holy crap.
Oh, special ring announcer.
What am I doing here?
What's going on? Is this a show or what?
No, please stop. Please stop.
That's
here,
my
Larry.
Terrible Larry David. I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know.
No, please. Yeah, so December 6th. So let's recap. That's a lot of local wrestling news.
Yeah.
So next Friday, October 19th, Doubles Card, the one.
Yeah.
Big announcement. Tickets are $20. They should be going on sale the next day or two.
Yeah. As of press time.
November 3rd, Hellbound, Doubles, $15 at the door, Halloween contest. CWE is on their Cutting and Strutting tour starting October 21st all the way through November 21st. So a full month.
Holy crap.
Man, crazy. And then finally, December 6th at the Sherbrooke Inn, 685 Westminster, Sherby Enthusiasm featuring All Ego, Ethan Page, and PCO. Tickets are $20, and you can get them online, wpwpro.ca and firstrow.ca, or buy them from me. Yeah, that's it.
Get your tickets.
Get your
Sherby
tickets.
Sherby Enthusiasm, a wrestling show about nothing.
No, that's Seinfeld. No. So
no, Winnipeg Pro Wrestling, you know, it's alive and well.
Yeah, there we go. UMFM.com/donate. Donate Pledgerama.
Oh, yeah.
We're on this Sunday, 11 p.m., our live episode. It always goes off the rails.
Yeah.
But we are out of time.
We got to run.
And let us know what you think. Send us an email, looseropeswrestling@gmail.com. Facebook, Loose Ropes Wrestling. Twitter, loose_ropes_FM at Twitter.
Yeah.
It's
Instagram,
all there.
Instagram, too.
Thanks for the donation so far, and we'll see you. We're going to take the week off next week, so we'll see you Sunday or hear from you Sunday, okay? Give us a call. We'll be working the phones. Okay, bye. Bye. Well, say bye.
Bye.
Adam?
Bye, James.
Bye.
You dick.